With the old £10 notes on their way out, I thought I'd cash in with a few tunes that have a monetary feel about them. Additionally, I have the very latest track from that beautiful combination of Yamaha EL90 and the Paramount 420 virtual pipe organ in the hands of Stephen Vincent, and even a few more eBay bargains that I picked up recently, such as this one, which I had fully intended to include last month. But seeing as how Olympic Games of one sort or another are still taking place in one country or another, this is another track from the John Beazley CD, Orchestrally Organised, on which he plays his own composition as a tribute to the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. He called it Olympic Flame. Olympic Flame, played on the Yamaha HX1 together with a few more keyboards thrown in for good measure. Now, apart from the obvious tunes such as Money Makes the World Go Around, Money, 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 and Money is the Root of All Evil, I asked my good friend Stephen Ashley of the Hot Pipes organ programme fame if he'd any suggestions of tunes that might fit in. You could say he bankrolled me with a whole wallet full, including this one, with plenty of money on you, played by Lynn Larson. Thank you. with Plenty of Money and You, played there by Lynn Larson on the 3-manual 19-ranked Wurlitzer in the Colorado State University in Fort Collins, an organ that started its life in the Piccadilly Theatre, Rochester, New York, back in 1927, but with its slightly smaller specification of only 13 ranks. Well, getting back to the theme from this month's programme, the old cotton paper tenor came into force back in 2000 and was distinguished by the shot of Charles Darwin, HMS Beagle, or other images of flowers and fauna. But came 2017 and we were told that the new one would be printed on polymer. You either love or hate them, but hopefully they're going to last a bit longer in circulation. As promised, I have the latest track to come from organist Stephen Vincent, who continues to explore the capabilities that his Yamaha EL90 and the Paramount 450 Virtual Theatre organ have once you combine them together. But before we have a listen, here's Ronald Curtis at his Paramount Organ Studio Compton, who musically states, well, what a perfect combination. Ronald Curtis and What a Perfect Combination. And here is that promised combination of Stephen Vincent with the Yamaha Electronic and his virtual pipe organ with If I Had a Talking Picture of You. Thank you. if I had a talking picture of you, Stephen Vincent. Now, in fact, that is a slightly shorter version than appears on Stephen's new web pages, because it doesn't have certain sound effects, nor, of course, the accompanying pictures that he's skillfully blended to the music. So, if you want to see and hear the full sound and picture version, then just go to his webpage at www.svonline.org. I'll spell that for you, www.svonline.org. At the same time, you can find details of his new venture, which I'm pretty sure is a first as far as the organ world goes. Stephen has already amassed a collection of over 70 recordings, a number of which have been heard in my programmes, but now you can take advantage of his bespoke organ service by choosing any 10 tracks from his output and have them made up into your very own CD, which is then mailed out to you from his home in Portugal. Like I say, it's something new, something that I've never seen tried before, and it means that you make the choice of music from the ones that you like, or maybe even mean something to you. Just again, go to www.svonline.org and then press Bespoke CD from the drop-down list at the top of that page. Back now to Ronald Curtis, who continues the movie theme with You Ought to Be in Pictures. You Ought to Be in Pictures, played by the late Ronald Curtis on the Paramount Organ Studio Compton. I return now to another tune connected with money, and allowing for massive inflation, I doubt that 10 cents would in no way get you a dance these days. Well, giving its name to not one but two film versions, 1931 and 1945 respectively, this famous number was written by Rodgers and Hart, and it's played for us now by Jonas Nordwall on the George Wright Allen Signature Series 4-manual electronic theatre organ. 10 cents a dance. Jonas Nordwall, and whenever I hear that number, I'm immediately transported back to the days when I screened the famous Doris Day film, Love Me or Leave Me, which of course was the story of Ruth Etting, the American singing star and actress of the 1920s and 30s, who had over 60 hit recordings. She was known as America's Sweetheart of Song. Her signature tunes were Shine on Harvest Moon, 10 Cents a Dance, Love Me or Leave Me, and this one, played for us now by Ron Rode, Shaking the Blues Away. Thank you. Shaking the Blues Away, played there by Ron Rode on one of his very first recordings, made sometime in the late 70s, and featuring the 5-manual 22-rank Wurlitzer in the Arizona home of Bill Brown, an organ used extensively by many famous organists in those days. Bargain Basement time once more to hear this time two tracks from a Carol Williams CD titled Hammond Today, which she made back in 1992. The Hammond model used for the session was the Super SX2500 with a Leslie HL822 speaker. I've chosen a couple of tracks which I think you'll enjoy hearing, the first being The Kitchen Rag. And that'll be followed by one of those tunes which might get you thinking what programme it used to introduce. See if your memory banks will go back that far. But first, here's The Kitchen Rag. Thank you. So, any ideas about that last tune? Well, it was called In the News and was the signature tune for the BBC Radio 2 programme Marking Time, which was first aired on April the 7th, 1991. The presenter was Peter Wheeler, and the format was based on songs and events of various years. Well, apart from that version by Carol Williams, the composition by Tony Harrison and Richard Johnson has also been recorded by Brian Sharp, Arnold Loxham, and a number of military bands. As for Kitchen Rag, one of the very first 78 RPM discs I ever bought was one featuring Harold Smart on electronic playing that tune. Well, it's been a long time since I've played anything in the programme by Mark Shakespeare, so to make amends, here's another tune that's all about money. Big Spender. What does every big spender need to keep them in their accustomed style? John Mann figures it's money, money, money. Thank you. Money, money, money. Well, we had to include it in the programme, didn't we? John Mann there on one of his many trusted eminent organs, the 2000 Grand Theatre Organ model to be precise. Back now to another of the theatre organ tracks that Stephen Ashley sent me from his vast collection. I found A Million Dollar Baby, played by Don Simmons on the Oaks Park Roller Rink Wurlitzer. Don Simmons at the Wurlitzer organ and I found A Million Dollar Baby. Now, I always enjoy a challenge, especially when I get to win something as well. I had an email from Mark Parr, who asked me if I could find a recording of a tune composed by organist Stanley Wiley called Poodle in the Park. Well, I knew somewhere in my collection I did have the tune, but never dreamed that one existed which actually featured the artist himself. Once again, with huge thanks to Stephen Ashley, he came up with the very track, taken from an acetate disc way back in the 1950s and obviously taken from BBC broadcasts made around that time. As such, the quality is not that which we would expect today, but even so, it's amazing that it exists at all. Stanley Wiley, of course, took over from Joseph Seal when he vacated the bench of the magnificent four-manual ten-rank Compton in the Ritz Belfast, an instrument that had a very unique sound to it, but which sadly was a victim of more than one flooding, which eventually put an end to its life, and what was salvageable was removed in 1972. Anyway, sound quality notwithstanding, here is Stanley Wiley at the organ with Poodle in the Park, and that's going to be followed by a medley of three tunes, namely I'll Be Around, I'm Sure of Everything But You, and Chinatown, My Chinatown.
Thank you.
memories there of a superb organist and organ, and one that, as you heard, had a marvellous mellotone unit. Now, in the past 2 months, I've included a lot of tracks which I've purchased on eBay for little or no money, recordings that the sellers might consider to be trash. After all, the saying of one man's trash is another man's treasure is a commentary on how there is no judging for taste. What one person may think is worthless may be cherished by another. Such is the case with all the CDs that I've recently acquired for next to nothing. But I'd got no idea that there was actually a tune called Get Some Cash for Your Trash. It's actually written by Fats Waller in 1941 and played for us now by Jerry Nagano on the Wheaton Fox Robert Morton pipe organ. Well, I'm going to close the programme this month with a musical tribute, specially recorded for Organ First Radio listeners by my very good friend John Kiffin. Like so many people, I was deeply saddened to hear that the Squire of Knotty Ash, Kenneth Arthur Dodd, or Doddy as he was known, had passed away last month. I saw him no less than 3 times, once at the London Palladium and twice at the Hall for Cornwall. In total, well, I guess that added up to over 12 hours of laughter that I'll never forget. Never once did he need to resort to offensive language to get a laugh, and there was no getting away from it. He had a fine singing voice as well. In all my collection of organ music, I couldn't find a track of a Ken Dodd medley, which is actually surprising to me when you consider some of the lovely ballads and songs that he brought us with so much happiness. And that's the cue for John Kiffin to musically take us back down memory lane with this trio of tunes: Happiness, Romantica, and Tears.
Oh, tickle thy heart!
Thank you.
Happiness, Romantica and Tears, recorded especially for Organ First Radio listeners by John Kiffin on his Versi organ. And what an amazing send-off the people of the great city of Liverpool gave Doddy. Good as any that I've ever seen, including royalty, but then again, he was the king of comedy. A madcap jester of supreme timing, the likes of which came to an end when he waved his tickling stick for the very last time. Well, that's all we have time for this month. Do hope you've enjoyed the choice of music and that you'll join me next month for some more Organ First Radio. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.